Now, today's message is God wants to have a relationship with you. That's today's message. Yeah. And today is all about, it's Mother's Day. You know, and I really think mothers are an integral part of the relationships that we have. They're the ones that start to form relationships. The minute they have a kid, they start forming a relationship. And so we kind of learn about relationships really through mothers. And so I just want to thank all the mothers that are here today. Thank all the women that are here today. Because I think women are a lot better at relationships than guys. No offense, guys. But I just really think women need to be around people and talking to people and have a social thing. Guys can be like lone wolves out in a cave somewhere. They don't have to speak to anybody for weeks on end. They're perfectly fine. You leave a woman alone for a couple of days and she starts climbing the walls going crazy. Gotta talk to somebody. I've gotta have a social life. Because women understand relationships better, I think, than men do. And what's interesting, let me get back to what I'm talking about today, because it's all about relationships. So it's really about, that's the power and the gift, I think, that women bring to us. And again, Liza was mentioning the same message as I was before we started. So I find it funny, again, that God is speaking to us both the same way. I guess it's not funny. It's normal. He does that all the time. But we're talking about that God wants to have a relationship with you. We've got to remember that above all things, that God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be talking to you. He wants you to be talking to Him. He wants to be walking with you. He wants to be sharing in your life. He wants to be helping you along the way. He wants to be gifting to you great gifts and rewards and things that He has laid up for you. He wants you to have that. And it all comes through having a relationship with Him. When we can have a relationship with God, then we're now in alignment with the plan of God. God created you so He could have a relationship with you, so that He could love you. Remember, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. We talked about that God created you so He could love you. And it says here, I was reading this last week in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, or it says in verse 19, excuse me, we love Him because He first loved us. God loved us. He created us to love us. And He did that because He wants to have a relationship with you. If we skip down, we can go down to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. God cares for you. He wants to have a relationship with you. If we think back to the Garden of Eden, it talks about Adam and Eve being in the Garden of Eden, but it also talks about God walking in the Garden of Eden. See, it wasn't just Adam and Eve, but also God was with them. Why? Because He wanted to have a relationship with them. He wants to be with you, having a relationship with you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
See, everything is about having a relationship with God. If we start to understand that, now we start to know what we need to do. Now, you can't have a relationship with somebody if you don't talk to them. Amen? You can't have a relationship with somebody. And yet there are some people who want to have a relationship with God but never talk to Him. Or you can't have a relationship with somebody and not listen to them. Amen? Amen. Oh, you're getting quiet now. Uh-oh. People are getting quiet around here. But you can't have a relationship with somebody if you're not listening to them. You've got to go back and forth. And God wants to be hearing from you. But God also wants to be speaking to you. He has words of wisdom to give you, to lift you up, to take you to a new level. He has things to share with you, wisdom to share with you. Now, it all went wrong in the beginning because Adam and Eve decided we don't really need to have this relationship with God. We're going to try things our own way. And they didn't understand that the power and the authority that they were blessed with only comes when you have the relationship with God. When you disconnect and don't have the relationship with God, you now have no power and no authority. You can't have it if you've disconnected from the source of all power. You cannot have power in your life if you've disconnected from the source of it. And that's what they did. And they realized right away, uh-oh, I'm in the dark. Why? Because you pulled the plug. You pulled the plug to the source of the light. And now you're in the dark. And we can't walk in the light if we disconnect from that source, from the plug, pull the plug on the light of the world, which is God. We need to be connected into Him. And so that's the relationship that God wants to have with us. So He wasn't satisfied with leaving us in the dark, because His whole plan was to have a relationship with you. So He wanted to plug back in, turn the lights back on, get the power back on in your house. He wasn't happy that there was no power there. And so He came and walked on the earth to open the way for you. It says here in Ephesians 2:8, it says, "For by the grace of God you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." So the gift of God, and that's what grace is. Grace is unmerited favor through faith. See, now, when does faith happen? This is why we've been talking about faith. What's so important about faith? You know, we need to learn about that. We need to understand, why is faith so important? Because, Ted, you're saying that the relationship is important. The relationship with God is important. But I'm also saying faith is important. We got to get the faith in. Now, what is the faith that I've been talking about? It's the system that allows us to reconcile with God. And it's more than a system. System isn't the right word. Faith can be said it's a person. Now, remember, I said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we want more faith, we want to hear the word of God. But it also said in John, it said that the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's talking about Jesus. So the word became flesh, which is Jesus, and we can gain our faith by hearing the word. So from hearing from Jesus, we can also gain our faith. So faith is not a system of reconciliation. Faith is a person. Faith is, and it's more than a person, because faith is not, because Jesus isn't just a person. Jesus is God. God has come in a body, walked on the earth, fulfilled all things, and then given you a gift. Unmerited favor by grace, as it says here. For by grace you have been saved through faith. By grace, unmerited favor, meaning you didn't have to work for it. It wasn't something you had to do. It wasn't something you had to perform. You didn't have to jump through 3 hoops and then hold your nose and do a backflip in order to receive, be saved or to be redeemed. No, it was a gift that was given to you by God. God has given you the gift. We receive the gift when we believe, which is faith. When we believe that Jesus came and fulfilled the promises of God. When we believe that He fulfilled those promises, we are now reconciled through belief, through faith. So through our believing, we are now joined together again with God and made one with Him. And that now allows us to have the relationship with God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's what allows us to have a relationship with God. It's faith. That's why, and it's faith in Jesus that allows us to have that relationship with God, because that is the bridge that connects now the power back up so that now we can receive the light. We're no longer in the darkness, but we're now receiving the light again. And that's what God needs us to have. He wants us to have that. And so in order to have it, we got to have faith. So we've been working on this faith campaign, building our faith in order for us to get more faith in. We need to get more in so that we can receive that light. So we can have that light. So we can have that connection with God. So this is why faith is so important. So when does faith happen? When does faith happen? This is an important question, because sometimes I think we start to misunderstand about it. When does faith happen? Faith already happened. Because if faith is Jesus, faith already happened. That means that God already fulfilled His promises. He has already laid up all the resources and all the gifts. He has already given them. They're waiting for you to receive them. The gifts are already waiting. Faith already happened because Jesus already walked on the earth, already conquered the darkness, already raised from the dead. So faith has already happened. Now, the reason I ask, when does faith happen, is because some people, when we're talking words of faith, we start to put them in a tense that, well, I'm believing for my healing to happen. I'm believing that I will be healed. Tomorrow, I will have that. Later, I will get this. I'll get this prosperity. I'll get it later because God has provided for me. But when we start to talk about it being later, tomorrow, after, we're not understanding that faith has already happened. Faith is not later. Faith is right now. So when we're speaking the words of faith, we need to be speaking about it right now. We need to put it in present tense. I am healed. Not I'm going to be healed, or tomorrow I will receive that healing. Tomorrow I will have the prosperity. Later I will be given this gift. No. Already your partner is waiting for you. Already you have your partner. Not you're going to get your partner. Now, we walk by faith, not by sight, right? So we don't have to see them right here to say that I have them. I have my perfect partner. So if you're waiting for your partner, you don't say, well, I'm going to get them one day because God said. No, one day never comes. Tomorrow never comes. Later never comes. It is right now. Faith is now. When does faith happen? Faith happens right now. Because it was already fulfilled. The minute you receive Jesus into your heart, you now receive that. You believe, yes, God, I believe in your promises, and you receive them now. Amen?
Amen.
You have to receive now. If you continually put it off to tomorrow, you will never get it. Because tomorrow never comes. So when you're speaking words of faith, this is very important, so pay attention. When you're speaking words of faith, we need to be talking that it's happening right now. I have it. Let me go down to a little verse here where Jesus is talking about this. Now this was happening. His disciples and him had gone out, and they had gone to Jerusalem, then they'd gone back. And on the way, he had cursed this fig tree. And then the next day, they noticed this fig tree was all withered away, and they were like, oh my goodness, the things you said to that tree happened. And so listen to what he says now. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. Listen to that. But believes that those things he says will be done. We're already talking about that. The words that go forth from my mouth do not return to me void. What I believe that the things I say will be done. He will have whatever he says. This is Jesus still speaking. He will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Jesus is saying, when you pray, believe that you receive the things you ask for and you will have them. So he's saying, believe right now as soon as you pray for it. Believe that you have it. He's not saying, believe that it will come later. He is saying, believe that you'll have it right now.
Amen.
You'll have it right now. We have to believe in the present. This is what Jesus is saying. So when we're praying, we've got to believe that we've got it as soon as we pray for it. That's how faith works, guys. That's how faith is working for us right now. If we want the words of faith to work, we've got to put them in the present tense that it's happening for me, that I have it right now. I am already rich.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
I am rich.
Amen. I am rich. And I am healthy. We can't say, I'm going to get healthy. That's not now. That's later. Later doesn't come. Tomorrow doesn't come because tomorrow becomes today. And my words have said it will happen tomorrow. But if tomorrow never comes, then I never have it. I have to say, I have it now. Because the now is when I receive it. The now is when God has given it. He has already laid it up for me. It's waiting. And the minute I believe that I have it, the minute I ask for it, and I believe that I have it, I will have it. This is what Jesus is saying. Let me read it again. I'll read that last part. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. So Jesus is telling us exactly how faith works. The minute you pray for it, believe that you have it. That's faith, believing. And believe that you have it right now. And you will have it, he says. So this is a little adjustment. See, we've been looking at the things that trip us up. Last week we talked about you need to add love to faith. You can't have faith separated without love. You've got to have love in there. Love is that quotient that God is always working. It's His Spirit. And that's what really starts to create the manifestation in our life. We've got to have the love combined with it. This week we're looking at that if we've been phrasing our words of faith to be in the future, or because I don't see it right now, that must mean that I'm getting it later. But remember, we don't walk by sight. If I have to see it right now, if I do see it right now, I don't need faith because I see it already. But we're saying we have something that we don't see. We're walking by faith. I have it. Now, how do I know that I have it? Because God promised. He laid it up for me. He came down, walked on the earth, fulfilled it, put it aside. It's waiting. What's it waiting for? It's waiting for me to say or to believe and then to say, I have it.
Amen.
Now, if it's laid up and I keep saying, well, I believe I will have it tomorrow, then it's still laid up over there. It can't come to me because it's waiting for tomorrow. The problem is, tomorrow's not ever going to come. And so what's been laid up, and I'm now believing strong in faith, and I'm going, yeah, we're going to get this someday. We're going to get this someday. This is going to, because God said, I'm going to have this. Someday I'm going to have this. All right, I'm believing for this, God. And it's never going to come. Because I'm saying someday. And I need to be saying right now, thank you, God. I'm praying right now, God, that I have. Yes, I believe it, and I have it now. So when we're speaking the words of faith, if we want to unlock or have what God has laid up for us to be pouring into our life, we need to see it right now. I mean, not see it. We need to say it and believe it. In the now. And then it will be able to be unlocked and come into the now. If we don't understand that, we'll keep talking in past tenses or other tenses. Faith works right now. That's how it happens for us. And we need to get into understanding that all the time. God has a relationship with us. He cares about us enough that He give us faith. He loves us enough that He sent His Son, which is faith. And when we believe that He fulfilled those promises, we now have the faith. Notice what I said? We now have the faith. See, when we read the scripture, by His stripes we are healed. In other words, we have the healing. If I say, oh, I'm going to get that healing because I believe God, the healing is never going to come. I'm going to get it. That means it's out there somewhere. It's somewhere out there. But God is believing it right now because He has already fulfilled the promises. In Jeremiah, the prophet was prophesying about the things to come. And Jeremiah, this is the words of God. God is speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. And he says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. See, a lot of times people are in this fight with God. They think God has got something against them. But God is telling us that He doesn't have thoughts of evil towards us. Listen to that again. He's saying, for I know the thoughts that I have towards you. In other words, don't put words in my mouth or thoughts in my head saying that I'm angry with you. He's saying, I know the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. God is not thinking evil of you. He is thinking of peace for you. That's the life that he hopes for you, to give you a future and a hope. That's what he wants for you. Now, that was spoke by the prophet Jeremiah before Jesus walked on the earth. He was talking about a future for you. Well, that future has come right now. So, yeah, Jeremiah spoke that in the past about the future. But now Jesus has already come, meaning we already have that future and we already have that hope. For faith is the substance of things hoped for. That is the hope. And the future is our relationship with God so that he can bring us up to a new level. So that he can have us walk the life, a life of success. He wants you to have a life of victory and a life of success. He wants you to be successful in every area of your life. I'm talking to you. He wants you to be successful in every area of your life. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be overjoyed. He wants you to be filled with goodness and love. And he's not taken any chances. He has provided a way for you to connect with him so you can walk together and he can be pouring this out onto you every day. God wants to walk with you, having a relationship with you, pouring it out on you every day, the goodness, pouring out upon you the prosperity, pouring upon on you success. He's poured it out already out. It's waiting for you already. And all we have to do is believe it. See, Jeremiah was talking about what would come. Jesus is going to come and he is going to fulfill these things. So he was talking about the future. But now, here we are. You received it. Faith happened when you received Jesus, when you believed him. You already have the hope because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we already have that hope. It's already there in us. So we need to be believing for that. Now listen to this. This is in Ephesians 1:11. And it's talking about here God in Jesus. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. You have an inheritance. You have an inheritance from God.
Amen.
Did you think about that? You have an inheritance from God. Some people are looking for an inheritance from people. I'm telling you, the inheritance that God is going to give is far bigger than any person upon the earth could give you. That means more money than anybody could give you, God's inheritance can be. More. Bigger. There's more with it. So here he has given you an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. And it's been predestined for you. It's already been prepared and laid up for you. When I'm talking about receiving the things that are laid up for us, I'm talking about this inheritance. This inheritance not only involves financial prosperity, but it involves success. It involves fulfilling your deepest dreams of your heart. It involves having an incredible relationship of love. It involves being able to start that business or change the world. That's the inheritance that God has laid up for you. Yes, it involves salvation. It involves redemption. It involves being renewed in your mind and in your spirit so that you now know that you have a spirit of love and power and a sound mind.
Amen.
That inheritance involves that too. Yes. All of that. See, this inheritance is big. Everything I talk about that God has promised to us is the inheritance that has been laid up for us. And it's been predestined for you, meaning it's been planned ahead of time that it belongs to you. And it belongs to us. We can receive it by grace, meaning unmerited favor, meaning you don't have to work for it. You don't have to deserve it. God loves you so much that he wants to give it to you. And when you believe that it's laid up for you. When you believe in that inheritance and you believe that God has come down and opened the way for you to receive it, now you can have it. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So faith happens now. As you go out there this week, I want you to be thinking about that. I want you to be talking when the words you're saying, we've got to get, and I know there's times where I get tripped up by this too, because I start talking about things I want to happen. Got to help me change that. Help me change that so that when I'm talking, I'm not talking about things that I want to happen. Why? Because if I have faith, they have already happened. So I need to start getting my words to be talking about the things I already have. Amen?
Amen?
So we already have it. And if we can talk about it like we already have it, then we will receive it. Because that's where faith does the work. The faith works right now. Jesus already came and walked on the earth. You have already invited him into your hearts. And you already believe it. And now we just got to speak our words already rather than later. That it's right now rather than later. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.